Blog Talk Radio.
Now, I got to give you, I was passed on from Utah to my girlfriend, to me, that it's 11, 12, 13. You can't beat that. I mean, that happens every once in a while. All the way from Utah, all the way to Hampton, you know. But today's show, we're going to talk about China. Yes. And before we move to China, I want to, yesterday on Monday, it was Veterans Day. And I want to thank everybody I want to wish everybody a happy Veterans Day from Monday to today for the rest of the year, for the rest of the millennium. Happy Veterans Day. And also I want to send prayers out to the country, to the families of the Philippines. And I have to send some prayers, and everybody on the nation sends prayers to the Philippines. So. On with our show. Our show is about China. We're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about China, but there's a new show that we're going to have on, and it's called World How It Is. And I just want to explain, it's a gentleman named Winston. He's from China. He's lived there for a long time, and he has an idea he wants to share, and it's going to be on Flavor Living Radio, and I'm going to share the idea. Listen to the ideas. Here it is.
This is what it boils down to.
A lot of you may know me from my China How It Is videos. And the reason I started making these videos was, you know, before coming to China, I always had a fairly negative idea of what it would be like. Based on media reports and general, you know, hearsay. But when I got here, I realized that China was, in fact, completely different. And, in fact, a wonderful place. So this gave me an idea. So, like I was saying, I had a fairly negative impression of China before coming here, as most people do, due to media reports and all the nonsense that's flying around. However, coming to China made me realize that it's absolutely nothing like what we think it is. It's a friendly, safe, open place, and the people here, as you can see, very friendly, very open, and it's really quite a lovely place to live, albeit with a very big language barrier. These are my co-hosts. Anyway, this got me thinking, you know, what about the rest of the world? Surely the ideas and perceptions that we have about various other countries around the world are in fact quite wrong. I think the only way you can really get to know a place is to live there for an extended period of time. I'm not talking about a little tourist trip. You know, that's not going to show you anything. You'll get a good or a bad impression, but it's really just an impression. It's not exactly something you can go by. So I decided to contact a couple of my friends. Here are my little co-hosts. Ni hao.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Right, so since China turned out to be such a surprise to me, and I'm quite sure a lot of you who've watched my China How It Is videos will also agree that perhaps some of your preconceived ideas were perhaps a little off, I thought, you know, what about the rest of the world? Surely there's a lot to know about specific countries, interesting countries all over the world, things that you would only really be able to see by living there for an extended period of time. So, I thought, well, how about I round up a couple of friends who are living overseas? and see if I can get them to do videos similar to my China How It Is, in order for us all to see what these other countries are really like. So the first person I contacted was a friend of mine who lives in Japan. He's been living in Japan for about 5 years, and he's married to a Japanese lady, and his circumstances are fairly similar to mine. I then got contacted, actually, through one of my subscribers by a young lady living in Singapore named Nicola, who's been there for only a year. But, you know, I say living a year in a place gives you a fairly good idea of what's going on. I then contacted some other friends of mine. So let me round it up for you. Basically, we've got my friend Dark, who lives in Japan. Here is his introduction video. Please check it out, or you can wait and check it out a little later. Then we have Nicola, or Binarella, who is living in Singapore. Here we are. Please check out her video, and or wait until the end of this, whenever. Just the links are below, so you can check them out later anyway. Next, we have an old friend of mine, Alan, who's living in the United Arab Emirates in Abu Dhabi. This is his introduction video here. Please check it out, or wait till the end of the video. You can check it out then. I'll put the links all at the end too. And finally, at the moment, well, sorry, not finally, two more. We have a subscriber and friend of mine. His name is Armin, who lives in Bosnia and Herzegovina. This is his introduction video here. Him and a friend of his are doing the Bosnia and Herzegovina How It Is videos. And finally, we have my friend Dave from Hong Kong. Some of you might say, but wait, Hong Kong is part of China. Yes, but it is, for all intents and purposes, a different country. The reason being, although it is part of China, there's a thing here, they call it one country, two systems. So Hong Kong has its own government, its own different laws, its own different rules. You still have to cross a border to get into it. And different culture, and they speak a different language there, you know, they speak Cantonese rather than Mandarin. So it's basically a different country, and it warrants its own set of videos. So here we have my friend Dave with his Hong Kong How It Is introduction. Go check it out. Now, I would like to extend an open invitation to all of my subscribers. If you want to hop on board and join this project, feel free. If you're living in an interesting place and you're willing to make videos similar to my China How It Is videos, basically about daily life, show what it's like, cost of living, what the money's like, you know, how to go about getting visas, jobs, etc., etc., then please feel free to contact me personally. And well, you can contact me on the World How It Is email address, which I'm going to put up here. Okay, please contact me and tell me you're interested, and, you know, feel free to jump in. Now, of course, this does not exclude the big countries like America and UK and Australia, etc., because a lot of my viewers, a lot of the people who watch my stuff are from Asia and China, etc. And, you know, for them, the UK and America, etc., are a very interesting place. So, you know, are interesting places, I should say. So even if you're in Australia or one of these big places, feel free, more than welcome to hop on board, you know, doing similar videos. Basically, what I'm trying to do here is build a community. And hopefully, through this community, we'll all be able to see exactly what the world is like out there. So, enough with the second-hand, third-hand media information. Let's go and find out for ourselves. Come and see the world through our eyes, and welcome to World How It Is.
Okay, there it is. That's Winston from The World How It Is, a new show that's going to be on Flavor Living Radio. And Winston, he's from Shenzhen, China, which is really, it's near Hong Kong. Now, Shenzhen, China, their population, 10 million people. That's a nice-sized city. And he wanted to show us about the supermarkets, the grocery stores in China. And, you know, we're gonna kind of transport. Everybody's going to, you know, sit down, listen, and, you know, enjoy going to China and the supermarket and seeing how it is.
China, how it is. Now, quite a few of you guys have asked me about supermarkets here in China, you know, going shopping. So instead of giving you a lengthy explanation, I thought I'd just take you to a big supermarket near my home. It's not that big, but a reasonably medium-sized one. It's a very popular one. It's called Renren Le. You find them all over China. But this is very typical of every supermarket you can come across, that you will come across in China. Even the overseas international supermarkets here in China, they have changed themselves to become local, and they all pretty much run in the same way as this one, and they all look pretty much the same inside. So come along, let's go and take a look at this Renren Le near my house.
Okay, before I go in, I wanted to show you this bus over here. They have free buses that go to, in fact, this bus goes all over the place. See, it says up there, Jihua, something Mianfei bus, which means, Shashui Jing Xinchun. It's got all the different places here that it goes to, including somewhere near my house. So you can actually just get on this free bus, and it will take you to the Renren Le supermarket, which is nice. And I mean, it's easy enough to see, it's branded. So if you want to go to the supermarket, you got a free ride. Anyway, I'm going to take my helmet off because I look like a tool walking around with my helmet on.
In the supermarket.
See if I can adjust this lens so that you guys can see. It's probably about right, eh? I hope so anyway, otherwise this is going to be a failed video. Let's see. Okay, so. Beer girl is somewhere in here doing some shopping. We've got our usual appliances, etc., etc. Most Chinese supermarkets are the same. Renren Le is a big one. I've also got international chains here, like Carrefour from France, and what's the other one? Walmart is here, but they're nothing like what you are used to back home. That they have a few. Probably a lot of specials now because the New Year's just finished. They've probably got overstock of New Year type snacks and things. Sorry about that, I pressed the cool little button on my remote by mistake and turned my... There's beer girl. Hello! We got like, what, shrimp here? Various kinds of fish. Now, in China, the fresher something is, the more delicious it is, or the more eels. Little eels. Yeah. Ah, I see. Don't they have prepared? Yeah, like fried chicken. KFC style. pickled vegetables and bits and pieces of things here. Which you can just basically put it into a plastic packet, get it weighed, and yeah. Some baked goods. But it looks quite nice. They like to do this by weight thing. So, I'll try and find later snacks, you'll see. You basically just go and get take handfuls of whatever you want, put them in packets and go and weigh it. Here's like the computation area. Eggs. Yeah. See, here we have rice. Of course, you get different kinds of rice. You don't just get one kind. So you choose the rice you want, scoop it up in a plastic packet, go get it weighed. Yulan romantic rice. What else? Different kinds of noodles. These are rice noodles, etc. You can just buy in a little pack. 90 cents. No clue. Right. Spices, etc., etc. Cooking oil, yay. lots of things. Spicy pickled vegetables can be added as a sauce. Oh, lots of different kinds of noodles of every description. If you like noodles and you like rice, yeah, you're going to be set over here. Oh yeah, 6-pack of Pepsi, $9.90. What's that? So 10, it's like 1 point something US dollars. See if you can beat that. Where was I? Oh yeah, down here. Ah, here we go. See if you get snacks. Like, this is all by weight. See, they have it says 20 renminbi per, I think, 500 grams. Yes, per 500 grams. Same here. See, 500 grams, which is called Yijing here. So you just scoop up whatever you want, go weigh it, and that's what you pay. And you got the chocolate peanuts. These are all tofu snacks. These are actually pretty good, to be honest. I like them. Here are some meats. Unfortunately, this is, you know, basically your whole selection. And, well, they don't have any cheese. Or if they do, it's very limited, I'll show you. Yeah, maybe later. Okay. Okay, here we have the entirety of the dairy products section, which is nothing. A couple of yogurts. And sort of long life milk sets. Yogurt anyway. Yeah, no cheese. Ah, there we go. See? That is the only cheese that they have. And they're trying to get rid of it, you see? Buy one, get two free or something. Oh, buy two, get one free. Maya Songyi. Okay, so that's it. Processed sliced cheese is the only cheese in the whole supermarket. So, for those of you who are thinking you could come buy cheese, well, you know, good luck. Anyway, look, that's just the basics. They've got all the household goods that you can think of, clothing, I like this stuff. This is all for hot pots. Okay, there's some bowls and stuff. No, where's the actual hot pot? Oh, those things are horrible, Tanya. What do we got, like dumplings, jiaozi, tangyuan, screw that stuff. Where's my hot pot stuff? More tangyuan. Barbecue stuff. Ah, here we go. This is for hot pot. So you can get like the lamb. Yangro pian, okay, so lamb slices. You can get like different kinds of animal. But all of this stuff, you know, you've seen hot pot in my other videos, so you can.
Segment of World How It Is. He was in the China grocery store, and basically what I kind of got from it they have their own shuttle transportation. Basically, they can, each grocery store has their own. They can pick you up at your home, bring you to the grocery store, shop, bring you back home. And another item I saw that was really interesting is called the Hot Pot. Now, this has been going on in China for about 1,000 years. And on our website, flavorliving.com, I kind of show you a picture of the Hot Pot. And if you click on the picture, it'll show you what it is. But basically, everybody's sitting at a table, and there's gravy, and there's different items surrounded by the gravy. And you kind of make your own, kind of like your own stew. And I've heard different sectors in China, they have their own Hot Pot ingredients and different. Even in a grocery store, they can divide the freezer up in Hot Pot sections, so you can get carrots, scallops, and different items for the Hot Pot. We're going to move on to etiquette. Dinner, you want etiquette, you're eating at dinner. In America, we use the napkin. Basically, when you're sitting at a table, we take our napkin, put it on our lap. It stays there the whole meal, and then after the end of the meal, we take our napkin, put it next to the plate, I put mine on the plate. I do that. But in China, they have their own etiquette as far as when they're eating there in a different restaurant. So we're going to go back to Winston. He's going to show us what happens at a restaurant in China.
All right, so I'm in a dim sum restaurant. Very, very typical in the south of China to find restaurants like this. And yeah, excuse me, I've just been out riding, and I just stopped here to make a video. Continue the whole eating and drinking etiquette thing. Show you what you get on your table. Your normal table is your teacup, your little plate, a bowl and a spoon, and your chopsticks. That's your normal sort of tableware that you'll find. Now in China, what we usually do in the south of China anyway is we wash this stuff, but not sure about this restaurant. We'll see. Alright, cool. So let me show you how this works. Over there, that's for your waste tea. Take your tea, the first cup of tea, and you clean your utensils. Now it's difficult. Can you see that? Yeah, more or less. Basically what you want to do is you want to pour some chopsticks. Maybe clean up the chopsticks. Of course you want to clean your bowl. Clean your plate. You should kind of turn it this way. Make sure you clean it properly. And then yes, you basically, once you're sure everything's nice and clean, right, pour it into this sort of bowl over here. That's what this bowl is for, right? Usually you can turn it as you pour to make sure you get all the edges. I can't do it properly one hand of it, You just basically, that's the idea of the whole. Sorry. That's the idea of this. You don't drink your first cup of tea. That's weird. Because, you wash your cups and you wash your bowls and you wash your plates with your first cup of tea. Right. This is pour cha, by the way. Now, tea in China is like wine in the West. We've got many different kinds and there are many different rituals involved. So I'm going to teach you one thing that you should know about tea that's quite important. When someone pours tea, it's actually very polite to do this on the table, it's kind of like tap the table with your two fingers. Sort of, the legend goes that an emperor was traveling incognito and his servants weren't allowed to bow to him in public, so when he poured them tea, they would, tap their fingers to show they were bowing to him. Something along those lines. Anyway, if someone pours tea for you, just do that. Just tap fingers as they're pouring and they'll feel as if you're a very polite kind of a person. Also, that can apply to beer and other drinks too. So, theoretically, I should be tapping my fingers now. But I'm pouring my own tea, so I don't have to. Okay, so that's a bit of the tea etiquette that you need to know. Well, my placement has arrived. I'll tell you about dim sum. The way it works is, you have to order off this menu what you want. There's no English, so you have to know what you want. Or you can just point at something and play the lottery. Anyway, when they come, they'll put a stamp to say this is arrived. this kind of food is called dim sum or yam cha or dao cha. It's southern Chinese thing. So dim sum is actually only really a Cantonese thing. You find it everywhere down here. Of course, it is popular now all over the world. But just so you know, it's not like you can just go to China and get dim sum. You'd have to really be in the south to find it, you know, commonly anyway. Let's get on to some eating etiquette here. In the West, when we sit down at a table, we usually wait until everybody has their food before we begin to eat. You know, at least polite people do. In China, because food is a little different, let's say if we were sitting here together, we would all share the food. So this would arrive first and everybody would take some. So we don't have that whole waiting for everybody to get their food thing, because the food that arrives is for everybody, which changes a lot when it comes to the eating etiquette and the table manners, all that. So, yeah, basically, you don't have to wait. But if there's a host, like an important person, you should wait for them to sort of give the go-ahead, do the whole kai fan thing, you know, bon appetit or let's eat. So that's one big difference between Western and Chinese etiquette anyways. You don't have to wait. Let's see what's next. Ah, awesome. My favorite is arrived. Taco bao. Got like a barbecue pork inside. I like a baozi. It's really awesome. Yeah. Really, really good. From my experience, if you're eating with people, and you know, like the first photo I showed you, where you've got the big round lazy Susie. If you're a guest, they'll treat you with priority. In other words, they will, when a new dish arrives, they'll first move it around to you and ask you to try it first. This is very normal, so I'm always very polite, give it a try, tell them it tastes good, etc., etc. But you know, that's just normal table manners. So I expect that to happen a lot. What else? Yes, something about rice and chopsticks. In China, usually people order a bowl of rice. That normal starch, you know, in the West we have bread or potatoes, but here in China people have a bowl of rice. Whatever you do, don't stick your chopsticks into your rice and leave them there, because that's similar to some religious thing, some Buddhist thing, which symbolizes death or something, so you don't want to do that. What else? Basic table manners apply, of course. Trying to think if there's anything else. Ah, yes, another thing. Serving chopsticks. If you go to a nicer restaurant, or if you know, in a more expensive place, when all the dishes are shared. When the dishes arrive, they'll have a set of chopsticks, like, placed on the dish, usually like that, separate to your own chopsticks. This is obviously to prevent the spread of germs and so on, because if everyone's taking off the plate with the chopsticks that they're eating with, of course it's easy to spread germs. So don't just grab stuff. If you see a pair of, you know, serving...
That was a small dose of a show that we're going to be having called World How It Is. And listen, I want to thank everybody for coming into Flavor Living Radio. And we wanted to share just kind of a small segment of the show of World How It Is. We'll have more shows. And also tune in to our show, Early Bird Eater by Seidel Faith. She's from the UK. And, you know, have a great day. And thanks for listening to our show on Blog Talk Radio. Drive safe and eat well. And have a good day.
you.